From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama meets today with the Secretary General of NATO to talk about Afghanistan. Aides say any decision about sending more U.S. troops to that country is still weeks away, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president is holding a series of meetings at the White House this week as he tries to reassess U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. General Stanley McChrystal is expected to ask for thousands of additional troops to carry out a counterinsurgency strategy there. But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president first wants to decide whether that's the right approach.
We're going to be very deliberate. You heard the president say, I think quite clearly, that he owes it to the men and women in uniform and to their families, that we take the time that's necessary to get this decision right.
The counterinsurgency strategy, first announced back in March, has been called into question by last month's fraud-ridden election in Afghanistan and by a situation on the ground that military commanders say is worse than they expected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Speaking in Washington last night, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said it is premature to discuss more combat troops, but he said he wants more training forces to go to Afghanistan. He said the allies need to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel by training Afghan forces for a gradual handover. Federal researchers have found a new danger associated with swine flu deaths. Many also involve bacterial infections of the lungs. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
People who died in previous flu pandemics often had bacterial infections on top of flu virus infections. But until now, bacterial infections hadn't been documented among those who died this spring of swine flu. That's changed. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention examined autopsy tissue from 77 swine flu cases. Almost one-third revealed bacterial lung infections, most often pneumococcal pneumonia. Most cases were young and middle-aged adults with pre-existing medical conditions. CDC sources say the agency will urge millions of Americans with chronic conditions, such as lung disease, heart disease, and diabetes, to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. The vaccine is already recommended for 70 million such people, but only about 11 million have gotten it. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The debate in Congress over the proposed overhaul of the nation's health care system resumes today. Two Democratic senators, Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia and Chuck Schumer of New York, plan to offer separate public option amendments during work on the bill the Senate Finance Committee is considering. They argue it's the best way to rein in health care costs. Republicans, though, have argued long and hard against a public option. European markets were modestly lower in early trading today, but stocks in Asia rebounded after yesterday's sharp fall. Hong Kong's index led the way with a more than 2% gain. You're listening to NPR News. The Afghan immigrant accused of plotting a terrorist attack is due in federal court in New York City this morning. Najibullah Zazi will be arraigned in Brooklyn on charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. Officials say he joined others in planning to turn common chemicals into explosives. Zazi was originally charged, along with his father and a Muslim cleric, with lying to investigators. He has denied any wrongdoing. The former chief executive of the failed internet division of Enron has been sentenced to prison. Ed Mayberry reports from Houston Public Radio.
A federal judge sentenced Joseph Herko to 16 months in prison for falsely promoting Enron's broadband division to analysts in an effort to help pump up the company's stock price. As part of a plea deal with federal prosecutors, Herko will also pay $8.7 million in restitution. Herko admitted that he knew the broadband operating system couldn't do what it had been promoted to do. He agreed last fall to plead guilty to one count of wire fraud just weeks before he was to go on trial for a second time. Herko was one of five former executives tried in 2005, ending in a hung jury. One of those executives was acquitted at a retrial, and another has pleaded guilty and awaits sentencing. The retrial of the other two is pending. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.
Newly released census figures show a widening economic gap between the richest and poorest Americans. Household income declined across all groups, but at sharper percentage levels for middle-income and poor Americans. Median income fell last year from $52,163 to $50,303. Analysts attribute the widening gap to the wave of layoffs and the economic downturn that has devastated household budgets. This is NPR.